FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. And hey, we've got somebody special on with us, someone you haven't heard from in quite some time, too long. And I've gotten emails about it, a nonstop flow of emails. But Mike Gazzola of Easy Residual Income, Amazon Secrets fame, is back with us. Mike, welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be here with you, Kerry. I've missed you. I know it's been a couple months since we did a show.
It's been too long. I really have missed talking about the Amazon exploits. As you know, thanks to you, we've got our products in the marketplace now. So it's a great time to catch up. And you've gone so far beyond where we were when we last spoke that you got to bring us up to date.
Yeah. So, I just finished up the last China trip. So on this past China trip, I was just getting into, heavy preparation mode, getting ready for the trip. But, so much has changed. And that's what's so fun is I know about 6 months ago now that you were with us on that China trip.
Right.
And I know your store's up and running. You're killing it. You're doing amazing. And, just as far as, my end of the business, now it's over $2 million that I've actually done since we started. So it's been a pretty incredible journey. And I just love sharing this information because it's just when you go in the private Facebook group, you could see just hundreds of people's lives who's been changed just by implementing these processes. So it's been such a fun ride, and I wouldn't rather do anything else in life than exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I can just say from personal experience, this stuff works. I mean, we're doing a kitchen product, me and my partners, and two kitchen products. One of them is probably going to be a medium performer, but the other one, we just looked at the projections, you and I, and we're first month out of the gate. We're looking at doing close to 600 items, selling them at roughly $13 a pop. That's $7,800. Our profit on that's going to be a few thousand because we got a lot of startup and promotional costs. That's what happens with this. You don't just explode onto the scene. You have to prepare, do your spade work, prepare the ground, make sure it's fertile for when you do introduce your product. But yeah, it's amazing. And I see all those other people on Facebook who are doing the same thing. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah. And that's the fun ride, right? Because I don't know of any other business. And, obviously you're a pretty smart guy. You're a recovering attorney, right? That's how you call it.
I haven't yet recovered, but I'm almost there.
Yeah, you're an almost recovered attorney. Yeah. And, and that's the thing is that, people like you that, e-commerce is not your specialty. It's not something that you're real well versed in. But first month out of the gate, to generate over 7,000 in sales. And yeah, like you said, I mean, we kind of figured it out. It's about a net profit of about 40-45%, something like that. Mm-hmm. And your first month, you're probably only going to net about 3,000. But, what business could you do that in? I mean, that's what's fun about this. And just like you've seen in the private Facebook group, it's like some of the people doing 20,000, 30,000. Now, of course, they have a couple more months in as opposed to you. So I'm confident that it's going to be a fun ride just watching you grow and launch more products and keep up the good work. Because even if money is not your motivation, it's like doing something new, something that's exciting, even if that money is just to help more people or donate some money or take care of family members or take that extra vacation. That's what's so fun about this business is it's something that you get to do on your own time, something that you get to do at your own pace. And to me, like I was telling you, that, and even before this recording, it's been so fun just the last year and a half with these students and watching them grow. And the inner circle taps out every time at 100. So since we've done four rounds of the training, now we have about 450 people in the Facebook group.
I couldn't believe that.
And yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, right? Because part of the value, and you've experienced yourself, is being part of a community, part of a tribe, where people are actually caring about one another and actually helping each other and you know, we have so many people that have hot new releases just mm-hmm. from the power of this group of like-minded people that are literally crushing it. And, you know, you alone, it's like, you know, you were telling me even before this call, it's like, Mike, it's so inspiring. It's really cool going through the Facebook group and seeing people hitting their first $10,000 month, their first $20,000 month. And, you know, to me, it's just, I can sit back and enjoy other people's success just as much as I sit back and enjoy my own. Because when you're able to transfer a process to somebody and all they do is follow your process step by step, and they meet their goals, they have financial freedom. And let's clarify one thing. This is not get rich quick. It takes work. It's not like all of a sudden you say, oh, I'm going to do this, and you become a millionaire. It doesn't work like that.
No. But, you know, it's amazing. If you have so many people from different walks of life, professionals like myself or former professionals, semi-retired professionals, you've got people who probably never made more than $25,000 a year. And then you've got people who are stuck in dead-end jobs who just, you know, you hate your life. You hate waking up in the morning. You hate getting in the car or onto the bus or the subway and going through that grind and winding up at a place where you're going absolutely nowhere with your life. And then all of a sudden you come along, you and Matt, and you've got this system. And of course, the first 20, 30 people, a little bit skeptical. Can I do this? Can it work? Am I smart enough to do it? And there's so many steps. There's so much that you have to do. And then guess what? After a few months, you're doing it. You're pulling in 5, 10, 15, 25,000 in income. And you know what? This isn't a fluke, Mike. You've got people all over this Facebook group that I've communicated with and I've witnessed who are doing this, who have totally changed your life around. You've totally changed things and taken control of your life. You own your time, and you're not a wage slave any longer and a debt slave. And look, I don't know what the future is going to hold. You don't either, but I do know that Amazon is growing by leaps and bounds. Profitability, I can't say, but they basically are taking over the world. And look, Mike, go down to your local mall and look at the number of empty stores or the number of zombie stores like Sears, JCPenney's. They're going to disappear. And a lot of it is in large measure because of the success of Amazon. And you can hook on to a lucky star, if you will, to a proven producer with your system, and you can be part of it. I mean, that is the most amazing thing to me. Yeah, I wasn't skeptical in the beginning because I know you for a long time, and I just know you wouldn't be doing this unless it really worked. But then to actually experience it myself, which I'm doing now, brings it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, and I remember too, you know, 6 months ago, you know, people would ask you, they say, well, Carrie, come on, if that system, if the AmazonSecrets.net system is so good, then why aren't you doing it? And you back then you say, no, hey, look, I'm gonna do this. And I said, Carrie, you know, just jump in. I mean, I'm here to support you just like I do with the entire inner circle. Yeah. You get no more or less support. You're just a member of the inner circle if you want to be. And you said, look, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna jump in. And now, you know, it did take you, you know, a couple months. You know, some people it's gonna take you a couple weeks to source your first product. Some people it's gonna take you a few months. But you consume this information and you do it at your own rate of consumption, meaning, hey, if you have extra time on your hands and you want to spend, you know, 20 hours a week and really devote your time to this, obviously your learning curve is going to be shorter. The amount of time it's going to take you to have your first product up and live and selling is going to be shorter. Some of us have really busy lives. We're not able to devote more than just a couple hours a week. That's obviously going to take you longer. But the good thing is that the proof is in the results, right? I mean, I could tell you, hey, I know this is for you. I know it's not for you, but that's why it's an application process. You can't just go to the website. You can't go to AmazonSecrets.net and just buy your way in. If you go to the website, sure, you can enter your name and your email, check out a couple training videos. You'll be invited to apply. You can apply if you want to be part of the inner circle, but the free training alone is going to give you the information. And just like we're going to share today, we're going to actually teach people some of my favorite things, which are packaging and logos and how to do that really cheap, how to stand out from the crowd. We've already gone through, and you might have heard the last show or a previous show where we talk about AmazonProductFinder.com. It's not my software. AmazonProductFinder.com, and I give you a training video how to use it. That's all free, but it shows you how to find the winners, how to find what makes sense, how to find what the biggest sellers are, the products with the biggest profit margin. Then it's all about implementing the rest of the 16 steps, which is, do you need packaging? Do you need a logo? Are you going to do, you know, embroidery on it? Are you going to put it in a box? And I'm going to give you guys a bunch of examples of different kind of packaging. How do you separate yourself from the crowd? But what this really boils down to is, how do you outmarket the other people, right?
Yeah.
There might be so many people selling the same product, but it's who's the better marketer? Who understands how to spike that Amazon algorithm? Who understands what makes sense and what order to do things in? I mean, anybody could do this. You don't need me as your mentor. I've had people that just listen to the podcast, that just, you know, watch a couple training videos, some of my free stuff. They get up and running, they're selling. And I take a lot of pride in that. But at the same time, you got to think of it like, okay, I live in LA and Las Vegas. There's three ways I can get to Las Vegas, right? I can walk there. It might take me a couple days, but I can walk to Vegas. I could drive there in about 4.5 hours, or I could fly there in 40 minutes, right? If you're okay, either way, you're going to get to Vegas. And you might spend a few days walking, you know, 20 hours a day, but you'll get to Vegas. And if you drive there, you'll get there. But some people want to fly there. And those are the people that are like-minded. They're just like us. And that's our inner circle. And it's not just being in the inner circle. It's all the support you get. Every single week, we do live trainings together where it's, you know, if you're stuck, it's becoming unstuck. Yeah, sure. I mean, you could bump your way. I'm confident anybody who was hungry could do this without me. You certainly wouldn't need me. It's just trying to help eliminate the mistakes and the guesswork and honestly, helping you avoid the several $1,000 mistakes I made along the way. Because now I know I made those mistakes, and I'm more than happy to also not just share my successes, but teach you guys the things I did wrong, the couple $1,000 shipping mistakes I've made, the couple $1,000 in product sourcing mistakes I've made. And if I could just help you save that money and help you become more efficient and help you outmarket everyone else, that I take a lot of pride in that, and I love doing it. So if you're hungry for this and you want to do it, just listen to the previous podcasts. They're value packed. I share so many really cool things. Up next, we're going to be talking about packaging, how we commingle shipments, saving tons of money on shipments just by being a part of the inner circle. The benefits of just being part of a huge mastermind, that alone is invaluable. I mean, it's priceless. And that's why so many people in our group, in our private Facebook group, in the inner circle, so many of us are brand new, hot new releases. It's an award you get from Amazon. And like you, you're like, Home and Kitchen has like 100,000 competitors. You're like 28 or something like that, 28, right?
28 and 29, our products are ranked. And it's amazing. We did what you said. And when you pull up and you search for our products, I don't want to give it away because I don't want any of you out there to take our ideas. Not that it's going to matter. But then again, if you've got the information that Mike gives you, it might matter. But we did exactly what you said. And all of the sponsored products, when you come onto that page, ours is number one right on that page. I mean, it is killer. And then we also found some influencers, like you were talking about. One guy is a celebrity chef, paid him a small fee, nothing extraordinary. He's using one of our products in a recipe, and that's just going to crush it. I mean, we know it's just going to go. No question.
Yeah, and I wasn't planning on mentioning that right now, but if some of you have an existing Amazon business, I just want to give you a really cool tip, something that is literally a game changer. It's one of the 50 plus different marketing techniques that we teach. And it's something that you scored major on. And what it is you guys all know about influencers, right? Those are the people that are famous in their own right. They're famous on Instagram. They're famous on YouTube. They're famous on Twitter. They have massive, massive followings. And there's a really cool site called FameBit. So it's FameBit, FameBit.com. And what's so cool about that site, and again, I'm not mentioning that because it's my website or I get any cut off it, because people think when you give them a really cool resource that you have an ulterior motive. I don't. I'm just giving you guys a super awesome golden nugget. And that is, if you go to FameBit, and let's use your example because it's a perfect example. So I'm not going to reveal your product, just like it's not fair for me to reveal. I show you how to find the products. I show you how to find the winners. But it's not fair to the inner circle that I divulge their actual products that they're crushing it on. I don't mind sharing my own products, but it's not fair for me to mention what you're doing and how you're crushing it. But let's use that as an example. It's a kitchen item. Let's just leave it at that. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a kitchen
item. Okay, so it's a kitchen item. And what's really cool is Carrie used the exact same methodology, meaning there's people that, you know, that they're famous in their own right, whether it's recipes that they do, whether they're a chef, but they have massive followings. What's really cool is this person has like 2 million subscribers. Like, it's just, he's very famous, not a household name. It's not Gordon Ramsay for sure.
No.
Right?
No, we'd pay $100,000 for Gordon, but yeah,
that's right.
He's well known in his own right and a couple million followers. And, you know, people, home kitchen cooking shows are huge now and people watch his videos.
Yeah. And even though like some people would say a couple million, that's quite a big following. And remember this, that's a targeted following. And we're not going to mention the person's name. It's not about promoting anyone. It's about teaching a process. So for $500, he developed a recipe that he uses with your product. He's going to blast that out to his. You know what happens when you get 2 million targeted people that are actually targeted? And this is just one example. You could do it in fitness. You could do it in weight loss. I can give you guys countless examples, but this is just a tip. So for $500, that's what Carrie's paying, $500. He's getting broadcasted to 2 million people. The person that he's contracted with is actually making a video, a private recipe, a special recipe using his product. That is what this is all about, right? I don't care if you have a jump rope. You would get somebody who's a fitness person on FameBit, right? Someone who's in tremendous shape, have them use your jump rope. If they love your jump rope, because you want to be ethical, just like the person like you, they love your product. So they're happy to promote it, happy to help their audience,
happy
to get additional exposure.
Yeah, he fell in love with our product. He said, I can't believe this. This is the most incredible thing. And boom, like we didn't have, he went above and beyond the call. We totally didn't even have to twist his arm or anything. He was so easy to deal with, a pleasure. And man, it's just like, I know this thing, when he hits, we're going to have trouble keeping it in stock. There's not even a question. I mean, this thing is gonna really pop. Not that we're doing bad now. I mean, you know, to sell close to $10,000 worth of product your first month. I remember starting out in business and being happy to do $10,000 in 3 months. And here it is. I mean, granted, a little different services as opposed to products, but still, it gives you such a head start to tie your, you know, to hook onto Amazon's star. Get their star power, but you have to do it right. That's the key. And we talked about branding and packaging. Like, it's such an important part of branding, because you don't want to send somebody your product and then they get it and like they see, oh, it's wrapped really badly. The package, it's just a plain white box. I mean, you know, what is it? The whole experience of buying the product is so intimately tied into the packaging that you emphasize it. I didn't realize how important it was, packaging, Mike, until we started doing it ourselves. I mean, you know, this is a case where you can judge a book by its cover if you do it properly.
That's right. And one thing that you guys all got to remember is a lot of times people order things on Amazon. They might not use your product for a couple months, right? But if they get that wow factor, meaning, you know, I can give countless examples, and I'm going to give you guys some real life examples of what are difference makers. But you got to remember, a lot of people, they place that order on Amazon, it's going to sit on a shelf. But when they see yours and how you've really separated yourself from the competition, and once you right now, you listening to this right now, realize how cheap packaging is, how cheap logos are, how easily you can do these things. And when I say easy, I'm talking really easy. So I want to give some real life examples. So, and I'm going to use myself as an example because I don't mind sharing things I'm doing. And I don't mind generically mentioning some of the things that people in the inner circle are doing, but it's just not fair to mention people's products because there is a lot of copycats out there.
Oh God!
And
yeah.
Even though I'm more than happy to teach you how to find your own products, and I have a system for that. And if you haven't heard the show before, one of the resources that's just amazing is AmazonProductFinder.com. When you go to that site, you can, and you know, they charge because you want the big business plan. It's like $99 a month. You can use it for a month or two. You don't have to keep that membership. But in that month or two, you're going to find 40, 50, 60 products. It shows you the low competition ones. It shows you how much people are making on that product. You put your own spin. You make your own packaging. You outmarket those people. And that's how people have gone from page 28 on Amazon to page one. So packaging to me is something really important. And I want to give some real life examples. So I'm going to use one example real quick. So first of all, packaging and logos, they kind of go hand in hand, but there's a couple ways you could do it, right? So I'm going to use a real life example. So on my January China trip, when I was in China, I saw a bunch of manufacturers that had some really cool backpacks. And I was thinking, okay, so for my April and my July China trips, which I just did the April one, the July one's coming up in a couple months. I said, for all my students that are there with me, what I want to do is I want some really cool backpacks where they can put some small samples in. They could have all their notes. They could have the whiteboard. They could have all the maps, everything I give them. They can carry it around in a backpack. So I find this really cool backpack. I mean, I use it all the time myself. And it stores a laptop. It's got like the hookups for speakers and all that. Like, it's a really, really high quality backpack. I loved it. I fell in love with it. And so I see the backpack and I see that they have different branding and different kinds of logos and things already on the backpack. So I ask the manufacturer, I say, hey, you know, I would like to get that backpack, but I would like to have AmazonSecrets.net on the back of it. I want it really big. I want it embroidered. I want it to really look beautiful because I want to take pride in these bags and I'm going to give them away free. It's not a product I sell, but everyone who comes to China, I want to give them these really awesome backpacks. And just as a gesture, just something really cool. And everybody fell in love with them, by the way, in April. But so I asked the manufacturer, I say, hey, I want to put AmazonSecrets.net across the back. And he tells me, okay, yeah, you know, I could do that for you, but you got to order 3,000. I'm thinking 3,000 of them. Like, you know, like what on earth am I going to do? I'm giving these away, you know, and I only bring about, you know, I typically have about 25 people per group. That's where we limit it. And every group has been full. So I'm thinking 25 per group. We go four times a year. I mean, that's going to last me like 30 years, right? Like that's
lifetime.
That's a little out of bounds, you know? So I say, okay, but just based on my experience, I know. I say, well, what's your MOQ? What's the minimum order quantity, right? In China, you just say MOQ, right? So he says, well, the MOQ is 100. I say, okay, now we're talking. So now I already know I have reps in China and they work exclusively with our inner circle. They have 25 employees now. When I met them, they had three. Now they have 25. They serve our inner circle. So I say, you know what? I already know I can ignore their MOQ of 3,000. I mean, of them doing my custom logo on there, but I have to order 3,000. I'm going to order 100 and then I'm going to have my people in China get it done from an embroidery company. So I let them know. I say, hey, I want you guys to put this logo on the back of my backpack. They said, yeah, sure. You know, I'll go ahead and get some quotes. So they said, okay, now do you want like a stamp? Like, and I'm like, no, I'm very particular. I want it like custom embroidered, like real thick stitching. I want it to be beautiful. So I get the quote back and it costs one kwai. You know what that is? That's 15 cents.
That's nothing is what it is.
15 cents.
Yeah.
So instead of me ordering 3,000 of them and having them do it for me for quote unquote free, right? Because I'm ordering 3,000. I get the same pricing ordering 100 and I spend 15 cents to have somebody who's specifically a embroidery company in China. They embroider it. It looks amazing. I got some cool pictures of it. And I got a couple examples that I want to share with you guys, but that's just an example of when you hear that you have to order 3,000 or 2,000 of a product in order to change the packaging or change the logo. That's not accurate because I have the connections where you can actually get boxes made, custom foil stamping, embroidery, just stickers, whatever you're looking, because I want to give some real life examples even deeper right now. So let's use like a pair of compression socks as an example, right? Uh-huh. You wouldn't necessarily need to put that in a fancy box. You could, because I can get an amazing fancy box done for about 30 cents. Real thick, nice box with your logo on it, foil stamp, just looking smoking, right? Which is going to separate you from everybody. But instead, I might just do the cardboard card, like when you go to Nordstrom's and buy some dress socks. You know, they have like, it's almost like a cardboard piece that goes around the top. It's just like thick paper.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, instead of sending the socks just in a plastic bag, it's like, no, let's put them together. Let's put like some nice stitching through it. Let's get a real nice fine paper, like really thick, good paper with the best printing on it. And it ended up costing about 5 cents, right, to do that. So
that's crazy.
One thing you could do is just put that. So that's an example, because you got to remember every product's different. Now, my backpacks, let's go back to that example. If I were selling those, I have my nice embroidery across the top. I'd be okay to ship that in a plastic bag to the customer, right? It's a backpack. Mm-hmm. So I would be totally cool with my really nice logo on there if I was going to sell it, selling those on Amazon. But it's a branding tool, right? You're using that as a branding tool, and yet you're giving people something really cool that they can use and actually get massive benefit for while they're in China, right? It was just a gesture I wanted to do. But let's talk about the different kinds of labels for a second. So you could do screen printing, which would be a couple cents a product. So if you had like your tool, just doing some really nice screen printing is good enough with your logo. Mm-hmm. You could do a thermal transfer. You could do laser printing. You could do machine embroidery like I did for the backpacks. You could do a woven label. It could be a sticker label. It could be a paper card, like a paper cardboard, like I was mentioning with the socks. It could be a hang tag that, like when you buy a really nice shirt, you know, they have those tags on it.
Yeah.
It could be just a printed poly bag. You could just get a poly bag, put your nice logo on the printed poly bag, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can make, which is my favorite, the customized box. And the reason I want to mention that for a second is I want to give you another real life example. So in China, they had some really cool, you guys might have seen them, like it's like a gold plated necklace and has like a little moon on it. And it says like, I love you to the moon and back, right? That's just an example of like a really hot seller on Amazon. And none of the students are doing it, so I don't mind sharing it. It's something that I personally found. So that necklace and gold plating, like 14 karat gold plating with like the really cool moon on there with like a little tiny gem like at the top of the moon. You could check them on Amazon. They call them I love you to the moon and back. It's just an example. Mm-hmm. All this really cool jewelry stuff is amazing. But with that being said, you could get that for about a dollar. Really cool necklaces, gold plated. Like you can get some really cool designs, some, and I have the hookups that are just amazing for pricing, but let's say you pay a dollar and a half for that, right? Instead of sending it in like a plastic bag, like a lot of people do, I get the very, very best box, like real wood. Just like when you receive that box, it looks like it should be $100, the product, right? Just because perception is reality. When people hold that box in their hand and it's heavy and it has like real metal hinges, it's made of wood, it's handcrafted, it's just the most beautiful box. And I checked hundreds of boxes, right? Well, that box for the very best box on earth is about 70 cents.
Amazing.
But it's a killer box, right? So that puts you in the product for $2. Now, if I were to send that in a plastic bag and sell it for $20, people would say this is cheap, this is garbage. Now, I can double that price to $40, $39.95, but put it in the very best box. Because you got to remember, these are going to be gifts. And what are you going to do? You're going to order that for your mom and then say, hey, mom, here, I got you this. And you and it's in a plastic bag, right? When your mom sees that box, she's going to be like, whoa. Just blown away. And then you open it and it's on black velvet and it's nice and shiny and it looks like a completely different product, right? So that extra, even if I spent 80 cents and found something even better, still me paying $2 as opposed to $1.20, that $1.20, I sell it for $20. Yeah, it's a great profit, but I'm not going to get amazing reviews. I'm not going to get people raving about it. Right. Now spend that extra, make it $2 I'm in it instead of $1.20. Now I sell it for an extra $20, right? And people are blown away by the product. So that's what I'm trying to explain to you guys. One of our other really successful students in the group, I can't say his product either, but it's another kitchen item. He made the best box I've ever seen for a kitchen item.
Oh, yeah, I saw that box. It was gorgeous. How much did that cost him?
That cost him about 50 cents. So he paid a lot. I mean, you start, like, to me, I have to call that a lot to you guys. Like, to make that in the States might be $3, right?
Yeah.
But he spent, which we all agree it's a lot of money when you're in this business, right? But when you hold that box in your hand, when I saw that box, I said, my goodness, I would have never thought to put that kitchen item that you're selling, your packaging, your coloring, the logo design, it is just an absolute 5-star. If I didn't use that kitchen item
fabulous.
For 5 months, I would give them a 5-star rating because of how I received it and how beautiful I saw that product, and would have been more than happy to spend an extra $15 for this item based on me receiving it and being blown away. If he sent it to me in a plastic bag, I would have still said this is a cool tool.
Yeah.
But that presentation, that wow factor, that's how we separate ourselves. That's how he's crushing it right now. He took the advice of, you know what? I see other people on Amazon selling this, but I'm going to make the very best packaging. And I know he doesn't mind because I'm not sharing his name. What he also did, I want to give you guys another resource right now. There's a website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E, like five, the number five, and then R-R at the end, right? Fiverr is just like it sounds like. Everything costs $5 on there. So I show you how to get really cool, super awesome designs for $5. So what he did is he got a logo, a design on Fiverr. He loved this, cost him $5. I know that sounds nuts. Sent that JPEG file. It was the same file that he got from the designer on Fiverr. He sent that to the people in China, had that design printed on his box with the best box. And you got to admit, I don't know if you've ever seen a kitchen tool come in a better box than what he did.
I was a little jealous because we did a really nice packaging job using one of your recommended people, but we had constraints because of the shape and size, obviously. But, and I think it cost us around a quarter a box, but it was nowhere near what yours was. And it's such a simple tool. And yet the tool, like, it just pops in that box. So important. Packaging. Look, if packaging didn't matter, then these big corporations wouldn't spend millions and millions of dollars a year packaging up products. Apple is the perfect example. Apple probably spends $10 for some of their products for these boxes, and their product might be just the same as anybody else's, but it doesn't feel like it when you buy it. The iPhone box was a classic example. It's just, it gives you a certain sense of the product that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten if it came in an envelope or just a plain unmarked box and the stuff was just kind of fit in there. It's so important. And I never thought I'd be talking to somebody about packaging. But in Amazon, hey, you want people to buy and you want them to keep coming back and you want to build a brand, the packaging really is essential.
Yeah, the packaging, the logos. And on a few, like, we'll go even deeper on other shows. I mean, we'll make shows just talking about logos, because I also have tools that you can make your own logo, but honestly, why would you? When you could spend $5 and you can get different variations of the design. You can hire three people, end up spending $15 and get four or five examples of different logos. And, you know, in the US, if you go to like 99 designs, you're going to end up spending $400 or $500 for the same logo that you can get on Fiverr for $5. I mean, it's just, it's mind boggling. Like, just like that as an example, it's all about information and how you apply it, right? And following the process. It's, you know, your logo is important. Your packaging is important. On the next show we do, we're going to talk a lot about, because that's one of my favorite things as well, is how do you minimize the shipping costs? And I want you guys to understand that, because being part of the inner circle also gives you a massive advantage on shipping. And I even have some really cool bonuses that I haven't even mentioned to my inner circle yet that I'm going to be doing. And I tipped you on it, but we won't talk about that right now. On how we're even going to get the shipping down even better and even cheaper. So, you know, I know this show is a little longer than normal. We had to spend a few minutes to reconnect and let you guys know that, hey, I'm here for you. If you want to check out some free training, just go to AmazonSecrets.net, enter just your first name and your email, put your credit card away. And if you love it and you want to be part of the inner circle, I invite you to apply. We always limit it to 100 per group. And that's not a pitch, because every single group has been filled up and we're more looking for the right fit than people that are thinking it's a get rich quick scheme. Or somebody told me that, is this a Ponzi scheme? I'm like, a Ponzi scheme? Like, do you know what a Ponzi scheme means? Like, I'm not asking you to buy inventory with me or invest in this company, right? Like, I'm like, do you know what a Ponzi scheme is? Like, you know, that's kind of an odd thing to say, but hey, you know, there's different people out there that will never take action. They'll never do any of this. But there's also a lot of people that are hungry to do this, that are hungry to learn this process. And those are the people that I care about watching their success.
Absolutely. Hey, well, it's great to reconnect with you, Mike. I'm looking forward to the next show talking about shipping costs. And I hope you'll all join us for that. Take care, Mike. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, we'll talk soon.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.